one, how does one enter the kingdom of heaven?
第一个, 就是一个人如何进入天国。
And two, what defines greatness in the kingdom of heaven?
第二就是怎么样界定天国的伟大。
How do we get into heaven?
我们如何进入天国。
Who is the greatest in heaven?
天国里面最伟大的是谁?
Throughout the last few Sundays, we've been taught those two principles.
我们在过去的几个星期天都已经被听过这样子的一个主题。
So today, in the same way, we continue on that theme.
今天我们继续这个主题。
As we look at another parable of Jesus.
我们再看耶稣所讲的另外一个比喻。
In Matthew chapter 22, 1 to 14.
在马太福音22章1到14节。
And I'll see if this works. Okay. Yeah, it works. Okay. All right. Why don't we all stand? This is not a very long passage.
让我们一同站立, 我们一起来读。
And we can read this. Okay. Please be seated.
请坐。
And in the last Sunday, especially, we talked about the kingdom order.
上星期天我们特别讲到天国的顺序。
And you may remember Jesus said some important things, but I think these two verses are worth remembering.
你可能会记得耶稣也讲过其他重要的事情, 但是我希望大家能够记得这两句话。
Because the order of greatness in the kingdom is different than the world.
因为在天国的顺序跟世上的顺序是不一样的。
But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first.
然而有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
And again, so the last will be first, and the first will be last.
这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。
In other words, those who are first in the eyes of the world and in their own eyes and think they can earn their way into heaven will not be in heaven.
换句话说，那些在世界的眼里看成为第一的，或者是在自己的眼里认为自己有能力占取进天国的话，是去不了的。
Indeed, those who are great in the kingdom of heaven are those who are humble of heart and meek in manner, and who are totally dependent on the grace of God.
那些在天国以为伟大的，就是那些谦卑柔和，而且完全信靠上帝恩典的人。
You know, the parable of the king's invitation to a wedding banquet in some ways bring to a conclusion that important teaching.
这个王家婚宴的邀请比喻 在某方面是对这个重要的教导提出一个结论。
The first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
在前的将要在后, 在后的将要在前。
There were three kinds of people who were invited to the banquet.
有三类人被邀请到这个婚宴上。
The banquet celebrating the wedding of the king's son.
这个筵席是为了这王的儿子去庆祝的。
But there are some who refuse the king's invitation.
但有一些人拒绝了王的邀请。
There are some who accepted the king's invitation.
有一些人接受了王的邀请。
And there are, or was one, who accepted the king's invitation but came to the banquet dressed improperly.
也有一个是接受了王的邀请, 但是到筵席上是穿着不当的。
Does that surprise you that not everyone accepted the king's invitation?
你会感到惊讶吗? 因为不是每一个人都接受了王的邀请。
What were their reasons?
他们的理由是什么?
What does that tell you about their attitude towards the king?
这告诉你，那你他们是抱着什么态度对着王的？
And what did the king do?
那王又做了什么呢？
And what does the parable teach us?
这个比喻又教导我们什么？
You know, if you look at those three kinds of people, each one of us would fit into one of those categories. Each one of us sitting here this morning would fit into one of those categories.
我们当中的每一个人都能够被归类到其中的一个类别里面。
And which one we are is a matter of life and death.
我们能够知道是属于哪一个类别的时候，是这个是一个生死攸关的事情。
You know, whether you know which one you are will determine if you are going to be going to heaven or not.
这会决定了你到底会不会到天国。
I did not receive this invitation from the Queen of England.
我并没有收到这样子的一份邀请。
What is this invitation to?
这个邀请是去哪里的呢？
It's to a wedding.
是去一个婚礼。
A wedding of the Queen Elizabeth II's grandson.
是英国女王伊丽莎白二世的孙子的婚礼。是有一天能够继位的人选。
Prince William and the lovely Catherine Middleton.
是威廉王子跟那个 Kate Middleton 的婚礼。
So this invitation was sent to the Honorable Mr. and Mrs. So and So.
这个邀请是发给那个苏先生、苏太太。
I. Whoa, it's getting too good. Irene and I did not get an invitation.
啊，我们并没有收到这个邀请。
But.Some of us Chinese people may not understand a very, and this is a lesson for you in etiquette, 礼貌. And that is when you receive an invitation like this, usually it's RSVP.
我们当中可能有些人不知道收到这样的邀请的时候，
就必须要
很早的做回应。Have you ever
received a wedding invitation from a very important person that says RSVP?
你们有没有收过邀请函上面有附的这个 RSVP 啊回复的？只是
some of you and what are you supposed to do?
你需要做什么呢？
Yeah, you know that's French. I took French for a reason. You know, so I don't get into these mistakes. It's répondez, s'il vous plaît.
这个是一个法文的一个缩写，是请回复。
Yeah, even if you are not going to this wedding, you're supposed to let the host know.That you're not going, and thank them for inviting you.
就算你不打算去这个邀请这个宴会的时候，你也需要回复礼貌的回复这个邀请。
And in the fine print on the left,
在上面那个小字下面
，the Queen requests that a reply, please is needed.
那个上面英国女王有注明一个，就是请回复的一个指示。
So、next time you receive an RSVP from the pastor, an email.
所以假如你收到牧师的那个通讯有写的那个 RSVP 的时候
or as rich or as powerful as the queen,
或许我并不像英国女王那样有钱有权力
but to be of good manners,
但是作为有礼貌的话
RSVP means let the pastor know even if you're not coming
那应该也请你回复的这个邀请
That's the western custom
这个是西方的礼貌
And then of course if you come
当然如果你要去的话
not to my house but to the queen's wedding invitation
去这个英国女王的邀请的时候
you'll be able to enjoy you know, one of 10,000 canapes or appetizers
可以有机会享受到这一万道其中的小菜
so isn't it funny that when this king sent out the invitation to those that he thought would beyou know, qualified, or it would be nice to be at the wedding that they didn't even reply.
当王发出他对那些宾客邀请的时候，那些人并没有回答。
And why do I say that? Because the king had to send his servants out there to remind them, you know, of the invitation.
因为王需要特别派他的仆人去再提醒他们的邀请。
Not only once, but twice he sent his servants out.
不止一次，是两次打发他的仆人。
I don't have a lot of servants, so if you don't reply to mine, I just assume you won't be there. Okay.
我不能有很多的仆人，但
是
如果你不回应的话。
So the king is a good king.
这个王是一个好的王。
He's a patient king.
是一个有耐性的王。
He's a reasonable king.
是一个讲道理的王。
But yet, what happened when he sent his servants out?
但他把他仆人差发出去的时候，发生什么呢？
In Luke chapter 14, describes maybe in a little more detail of a similar situation.
在路加福音十四章的时候，就比较仔细的形容了发生了什么事。
And when the king's servants came, and they all gave excuses.
当仆人王的仆人到的时候，他们都用借口推搪。
First one said, "Oh, I have just bought a field. I must go and take care of it. Please excuse me."
头一个说我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。
And another one said, "No, I just bought five yokes of oxen, and I am on my way to try them out and test them. You know, it's like testing a car, I guess. You know, I just bought a new car. I need to five new cars. You know, I got to go out and test each one of them. So you have to excuse me. I cannot come to your."
又有一个说，我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。
And then the third one really had a good excuse. He thought.
第三个认为他有一个好的理由。
I just got married, so I can't come because my wife won't let me. Okay.
说我才娶了妻，所以不能去。
And you know, sometimes do we make excuses like that when God invites us?
有时候当神邀请我们的时候，我们也有没有做这样子的借口推搪？
And who are these people that refused?
这到底是些什么人呢？
If you think carefully, they were not the poor.
如果你仔细看的话，他们并不是贫穷的人。
Why?
为什么呢？
If you're poor, no one would marry you, right?
如果你穷的话，没有人会愿意嫁给你。
If you're poor, you wouldn't have any fields to plow.
你没有钱的话，也没有土地可以去整理。
And if you were poor, you wouldn't have any business to attend to.
如果你是穷的话，也没有生意去。
So these people who refused the invitation, the kind invitation of the king, were the materially blessed.
所以这些受到王邀请的人都是一些物质上有祝福的人。
They had farms and businesses.
他们有农场有生意。
They had wives and husbands.
他们有丈夫有太太。
So what were their excuses for not coming?
所以他们不能去的借口是什么呢？
Think it's not really that they could not come.
并不是他们不能去。
If they had wanted to, they could come.
如果他们想去的话是可以去
but they would not.
只是他们不愿去
they would not, even if they could.
就虽然他们能去可是却不愿去
and more than that, back in Matthew that we just read from the way they treated the king's servant we find out their heart's attitude toward the king.
我们在读马太福音的时候可以看到他们从他们对待王仆人的态度就知道他们对王的态度
yeah, not only did they disrespect the king but they actually I think hated the king
他们不单只不尊重这王而且我想他们实际上是憎恨这王
they killed the king's servants
他们杀了这王的仆人
no wonder after all of that the king sent his soldiers not servants this timeBut soldiers to pronounce judgment to kill those who murdered and then also burn down their cities.
无怪这些事情后，王就差他的士兵去除灭那些凶手，烧毁他们的城。
And then in Luke 14, the king says, "You know, go out again to the city, to the alleys, to the big streets."
然后在路加福音十四章的时候，王跟仆人说：“你们去大街上。”
And to invite what kind of people?
去邀请一些什么人呢
？The crippled, the blind, and the lame.
都是那些残废的、傻眼的、瘸腿的。
You were invited to come here this morning.
你们今天都被邀请到这里来。
Because you were all crippled, blind, and lame.
是因为你们都是残废的、傻眼的、瘸腿的。
At least we think of ourselves that way spiritually.
最小我们的属灵方面是这个光景
It's by the grace of God, our King, that we were even invited.
是因为我们的王是我们的主让我们邀请来这里
And the servant said, you know, we invited all these people, then we still have you know, more room, my King.
那个仆人跟王说我们还没有坐满
And then the King says, the Master says, let's go and invite as many people as you can.I want this place to be filled up.
然后王跟仆人说：“你再去把所有的人招来，我希望这个地方能够坐满。”
And these people, the lame, the crippled, the poor, did not refuse the invitation.
这些贫穷的、残废的、傻眼的、瘸腿的，他们并没有拒绝。
They didn't have any fields. They didn't have any businesses.
因为他们并没有
nothing to lose.
因为他们并没有可以显示的东西，他们并没有
什么借口去奉献。
他们除了可以饱，他们可以饱餐一顿。
But those who had good meals each and every day, they didn't need to come to the king's banquet.
但那些本身已经能够每天吃饱的人，不想要到王的筵席上。
They are thinking we're doing just fine.
他们在想，他们在说，想说自己已经做得很好了。
So,
过得很好。
Back to the basics.
所以回到最基本的。
It's their heart towards the, you know, the king.
就是他们对这王的心态。
It's not really whether they have cars and houses or fields or businesses or not. Those are blessings from God, and we ought to be happy with those.
不是真的是他们有什么特别事情要处理，他们能够得到这些也是因为上帝的祝福。
But if we, because of those things, give up an opportunity to be in the presence of the king.Then we have our priorities all upside down.
但是他们却为了这些事情去舍弃了跟王聚在一起的机会，把那个优先的顺序颠倒了。
So two kinds of people.
有两种人。
The one who refused the invitation.
一种拒绝了这王的邀请。
The ones who accepted the invitation.
一种接受了王的邀请。
And this is kind of a surprise ending to the parable. There's a third kind of person.
在这个比喻里面有一个意外的结局，就是有第三类人。
Among the group that accepted the invitation was this one man.
在那个接受了王邀请的那一群人当中，有这样的一个人。
And Jesus singled him out in this parable.
耶稣特别的挑出这个人来指明。
He received an invitation from the king's servants.
这个人受到王仆人的邀请。
And he thought, well, I deserve to be here.
他可能他觉得理所当然的在那里。
You know, I'm poor, I'm you know, lame, I'm crippled, so the king should have pity on me.
啊，我是穷的，我是残废的，我是王应该是就是对我已经有同情了，同情我的处境。
How many of us have been like that? I have.
我们当中有没有像他那样子的
？When I you know maybe you know by accident not being careful and you know cut my finger.
当我不小心割到手的时候
，Who I show my my hurt to first？
我会先把我的伤痛告诉谁呢
？My good nurse not Ling Jun but my wife Irene
。就是我的太太。
Oh, you know I'm doing housework for you. Now I cut myself. Oh, feel sorry for me, please.
我在做为你做家务，我受伤了，是就是因为这样。
I deserve your pity, your mercy.
我需要你同情我，怜悯我。
And I think, in a way, this man that came to the invitation, the poor man, perhaps, thought that way.
我想这个到王筵席赴宴的这个人也是有这样子的心态。
So happily, he comes to the wedding banquet.
说他很高兴的到这个筵席上。
Before the king.
在王面前。
And surprisingly, the king asked him a question.
很惊讶的，这个王就问了他一个问题。
He said, "Friend, I'm looking at you. How did you get in without your wedding clothes that I gave you?"
王就对这个人问说：“朋友，你到这里来，怎么不穿礼服？我给你的礼服呢？”
The man was speechless.
这个人无言可答。
And then the king told the attendants at the banquet, "Tie him up, you know, hand and foot, and throw him outside to the dark place, you know, where there will be weeping." And gnashing of teeth.
王就指示他的仆人把这个人的双手捆绑起来，把他丢到外面的黑暗里，在那里就是有哀哭切齿。
Boy, one day we come before our God.
有一天我们来到神的面前
，thinking somehow that we deserve to be there.
我们想我们是理所当然的到那里。
But we forgot to put on the wedding clothes.
但却忘记了穿上适当的礼服。
That's the worst kind of surprise that you could ever have.
你将会感受到从人最坏的一种惊讶。
You know, because Jesus says, you know, not everyone who comes before me, you know, in the last day, and crying, you know, Lord, Lord, you know, did we not prophesy in your name and your name drive out demons and perform all these miracles?
在当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我不是来。我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗
Jesus said, I never knew you.
耶稣说,
I don't see you with your wedding clothes on.
我没有看到你穿上我的礼服,
the wedding clothes I gave you to tell you to put on.
我给你要穿,叫你穿上的礼服。
You know, the will of the king was that everyone who comes will put on the wedding clothes that he provides.
王的心意是每个到来的宾客都要穿上他提供的礼服。
Do you think the king was being unreasonable?
你觉得王是不讲道理吗?
I think he was very reasonable.
我觉得他是非常合理的。
He wasn't asking for very much.
他并不是要求很多。
He's not asking us to, you know, perform all these miracles and do all these good deeds. All you have to do is put on the wedding clothes.
他不是要我们行神迹，不是要做很多的好善事，只是要我们穿上这他的礼服。
But even though the king seemed to be not asking for much, the consequence, the result of not doing it is great, terrible.
选择王并没有要求很多，但是不遵从这个他旨意的后果，这是非常的坏。
Those who refuse the invitation.
那些拒绝了邀请的人。
Those who accepted the invitation and put on the wedding clothes.
那些接受了邀请又穿上礼服的。
And the third kind, the one who accepted the invitation but neglected to put on the wedding clothes.
还有第三种，就是接受了邀请却忽略了穿上礼服的人。
Which one of those three are you today?
你们是这三个人当中的哪一类呢？
The one who refused the invitation altogether, I'm too busy.
是因为你太忙就拒绝了神的邀请吗？
The one who accepted and put on the clothes and was given a seat at the table.
是接受了神的邀请穿上礼服得到一个席位的人。
Or the one who thought he had accepted, had the invitation but forgot to put on the white clothes.
又或者是已经接受了邀请却忽略了穿上适当礼服的人。
So what are the lessons for us from this parable?
所以今天这个比喻对我们的教训是什么？
You know, Jesus came and he presented the gospel first of all to his own people, Jewish people.
耶稣来了是把他的比喻先告诉他的子民以色列人。
They were first to hear.
他们是最先能优先听到的。
But they refused to believe or accept Jesus as their Messiah, their King.
他们拒绝相信或承认耶稣就是他们的弥赛亚，
Indeed,
他们的王。
At the end, they were, you know, almost happy to see him being crucified.
而最后他们看到他被钉上十字架，甚至感到喜悦。
And that's what in John, the first chapter says.
这就是,
that he came, but his own people did not receive him.
这就是约翰所写的，他来了，可是他的民却不认他。
But we who believe in his name are given the right to become the children of God.
Okay.
And the meaning of this parable is very clear. It speaks of God's gracious invitation to us to enjoy eternal life in Christ.
说明了上帝殷勤的邀请我们去接受基督里的永生。
And yet there are those who will refuse the invitation out of indifference or arrogance or pride.
然而还有一些就是对这福音冷漠或者是傲慢的去回应这个邀请。
And people may not kill God's messengers today, but there are people today who ridicule and even hate those who believe in Jesus and God's word.
或许今天人不会杀死上帝的仆人，但是还是有人会嘲笑，甚至仇视这些信仰耶稣的人。
But like the king, God will not be dishonored.
正如这个王一样，
God will never be mocked. And he will not prepare a royal banquet where no one shows up.
上帝不会被嘲笑，也不会预备一个没有人复习的王家宴会。
It will be filled with people who accepted the invitation.
他会让所有接受邀请的人把这个他的宴席填满，坐满。
That's why Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
所以保罗在哥林多前书里面说到，
God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的受愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的受愧。
God chose the last to be first.
神选了那些在后面的，放在最前面的。
And because exactly of who refused and who accepted this wedding banquet, in this wedding banquet, the king will even receive greater honor.
也因为这样子，上帝会在这个筵席上，因为这个筵席得到更大的荣耀。
You and I, who are the poor in spirit, who are crippled and lame, coming to the wedding banquet.
你与我们都是贫穷的、残废的，来到这个筵席上。
We're not used to having such a great dinner, so to speak. Our heart is filled with greater thanks because of that.
我们来到这个丰富预备的筵席上面，我的心会更感恩感谢。
We don't deserve to be there.
我们是不值得、不配得在那里。
But yet by God's grace, we have been given eternal life.
但这是因为神的恩典，我们得到了这永生。
Doesn't that give even greater glory to our King in heaven?
这不就是让我们的天上的王能够得到更高的荣耀吗？更大的荣耀。
And also the joy is greater because it's something that's so unimaginable that we can have a seat at the wedding banquet.
因为我们能够在这样的一个筵席上得到一个席位的时候，就应该更能表达我们有更大的喜悦。
And that's why I love this church so much.
这就是因为我这么喜欢这个教会。
Because we are so unique.
因为我们都是很独特的。
We know it's God's work that brought us together.
因为是神的功把我们带在这里。
And because of that, God's name, is given greater honor and glory.
就是因为这样子，神的名会有更大的荣耀。
There's a hymn that says, "Jesus, your blood and righteousness."
有一首诗歌是叫《耶稣的宝血和公义》。
So your blood and your righteousness is my beauty, my glorious dress.
耶稣的宝血和公义做我永美圣洁的衣。
And in this middle of this flaming world, in these arrayed with joy, shall I lift up my head?
如此装饰有何能比？昂首前行，我心欢喜。
So those wedding clothes are really the robe of the righteousness that is ours because of Jesus.
所以婚礼上的礼服就是耶稣给我们的圣洁之衣，永美圣洁之衣。
So this allows us to really look at God's invitation in a different way.
所以这样我们可以看这个上帝的邀请，从另外的角度看这神的邀请。
And today we have baptisms.
今天我们有洗礼。
Those who are being baptized have accepted God's invitation.
那些受洗的是接受了上帝的邀请。
To confess and repent of their sins.
去悔改承认他们的罪。
To accept God's free gift of salvation.
是接受上帝白白所赐的救恩。
And to respond to Christ's call to follow Him.
回应基督的呼召来跟随他。
But this morning, by the parable of the king's wedding banquet invitation,
从今天
we see something else this morning in this baptism that perhaps we don't usually think about.
从今天这个王家筵席的比喻里面给我们看，从有另外一个观点去看这个神的邀请。
You know, when I go to maybe other churches, especially American churches, and they have baptisms.
当我到别的教会里面看到他们的洗礼的时候
，Yeah, people usually come in their jeans, blue jeans, and so forth, and they just go into the water the way they are.
他们可能就会穿上他们的牛仔裤，就会走进水里面。
And you know, as pastor, I said that would be really good.
作为牧师，我觉得那样子是可能会很好。
I just take off my jacket.
我只要把外套脱掉。
Just jump in the water.
就走到水里面。
Why? Why do we need to put on these white robes?
我们为什么要需要穿上这些白色的袍子呢？
I have to stop everything. I have to go out there and change real fast, and then come back. Edison has to lead everybody in singing these songs.
我需要先去换衣服, 啊, 那个中间的时间还有唱诗歌, 做很多其他准备。
And I don't, now I understand why.
现在我明白了, 为什么?
Because of this invitation.
就是因为这个邀请。
So the six who are being baptized, I don't know, you could call them wedding clothes.
所以今天这六位要受洗的弟兄姐妹, 我们可以称这个白衣是那个 婚礼的礼服.
Yeah, but the white robe represents the robe of righteousness of Christ.
但这个礼服就是代表了耶稣基督的公义.
So no blue jeans in the water.
所以不能在受洗的水里面穿牛仔裤.
So I surrender my, you know, to the Lord's command.
我在主里面完全的顺服.
That this would be a wonderful tradition in our church.
这个是我们教会的一个很好的传统.
No matter where we go, when we have baptisms,
不管你到哪里接受洗礼,
our brothers and sisters will be dressed properly.
我们的弟兄姐妹都是穿着恰当的.
In the robe of righteousness,
在那个公义的袍子里.
And God will not, when He asks the question, "Friend, what gave you the right to be here?"
当上帝有一天问你朋友，你有什么权利到这里来的时候
you don't have to say anything, just say, "I have the righteous robe of Christ."
你可能不需要讲话，就是只要给他看你所穿的基督的公义的袍。
He put on me by His grace.
他用他的恩典为我套上的穿上的。
That's the only reason that we could stand before.
这就是唯一一个让我们能够站在神面前的一个理由.
So we're getting close to baptisms.
我们差不多要开始我们的洗礼了.
And so here is what we will do.
这个就是我们将要做的事.
And this is the order of the baptisms.
这个将会是受洗的顺序.
We have the ladies first.
我们要先由 姐妹.
Okay. So yeah. So you will line up this way.
你们会这顺序的排队.
And we have Grace.
首先是张燕.
And then Min.
张敏.
And Thomas Johans. Thomas Zheng.
陈世豪.
And then 田野. Okay.
张田野.
And then
Thomas Johansson.
思杰. And then
江思杰. 吴培杰.
In that order. So what we're gonna do? We're going to go out and change into our robes of righteousness.
我们现在都会到外面穿上我们公义的袍.
And then we'll come back.
然后就回来.
And then we'll, in the meantime, have Edison lead us in a song.
这段时间就由Edison带领我们唱。